As of Thursday, March 16th, Jazz Sanctuary returns. Wow. Yay. As live programming to the Sanctuary Radio, we are now joined by DJ Susan Brink, the organizer behind Jazz Sanctuary. Welcome back to the studio, Susan.
Hey, Bob.
How's your volume?
My volume is wonderful. How are you?
Good. How you doing? Welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be home.
Yes. I guess it would be accurate to say, haven't seen you in a couple of years.
Yeah, time flies.
Yes, yes. Well, we
That's
are
right.
So
you
glad.
Know each other quite well because you would transition on Thursdays in the studio.
Yes, right. And me and Susan were one of the originals that started all of this stuff off. Right, Susan?
We certainly did.
Yeah, way back when we all met and we had just this dream and vision, and look what it's turned out to be. So how you doing? How's everything? How's the family? Everybody good?
Everybody's good. Everyone's excited to be returning to Jazz Sanctuary.
Yeah, you don't know how much I miss that. Wow-wee. You know, I am so looking forward to it. So, Sina, I'm going to hand it off to you and let you start it off.
Well, thanks. And you were talking about the origins. When did Jazz Sanctuary begin? What was it like at that time?
Well, Steve had approached me a few years before we came on the air and said he would love to see jazz in a radio format here. And there was no studio at the time. And he said, I don't have the time. Would you run it? Would you put it together? Would you run it? And I said, oh, that's an awful lot of work. I'll get back to you. and we went back and forth with it for a while, and then I decided I would do that. He didn't know I was a broadcast major in college, and I thought it would be nice to come back and do that at this point. We had decided that we didn't want the music siloed. We didn't want it to be swing on Monday, vocalists of the 40s on Tuesday. We wanted to mix up the music because there's 100 years of jazz, mm-hmm. 100 years of this music, and it needs to be heard. So that's how we ran it. When you listen to Jazz Sanctuary, you're going to hear something from the last 100 years, from new artists to legacy artists. And if you aren't thrilled with what you're hearing, give us another 10 minutes, and you'll hear something totally different.
And you just gave a little preview on just the scope of this genre. What is the importance of this genre and its revolutionary importance?
It's American music. It's American classic, Black American classical music. There's a lot of names for it, but it's American homegrown. It's not European. It comes from the African-American community and bubbled up in, like, the blues, mm-hmm. like hip-hop. Mm-hmm. There's all different kinds of music that become adjacent to and support it, but that's where it started. And there are people who don't like the word jazz. They do use the word Black American music or spontaneous composition.
Yeah, I have a question as, like, I am still working on my jazz vocabulary. And to my understanding, jazz also had a very much of, like, the structure, the breakup of the structure, challenged people's perceptions of a flow of music. Is there something like that? Is like, it wasn't just the roots of Black American music, but it was also like expression. It was like speaking through instruments, which challenged many people's perception of music.
Well, exactly. There's so many different rooms in the jazz house. There's so many rooms. But yes, jazz is about freedom and it's about expression completely. And there are many artists that do that.
And how important is this program in this area? Jazz Sanctuary, how unique is Jazz Sanctuary? And are there any comparable jazz programs in the Capital Region and beyond?
Jazz is very popular in the Capital Region, and we have a very strong supportive jazz community, but there is nowhere that there's a daily program. There is,
absolutely.
You know, there's a couple of hours here. You know, you got Bill McCann doing Saturday mornings. You have Tim Coakley doing Saturday night. But there's no consistent where you can turn on the radio or live stream and hear jazz in all its glory and all its variety.
Susan, that's where I want to chime in and say, one is I regret that more people don't know about this, because when I mention this to them, they're like, really, where's that at? And when does it come on? And we were on, and I think it was five nights a week from 7 to 10. And two, I think that this segment that you do and the other DJs do has the potential to really have a broad impact on the entire Capital Region and more, because there is no program like that that plays jazz. You know, there's programs that are here and there, people cherry pick it, you know, this program, that program, but on a consistent basis. So I want to close out with this question. Do you feel also, along with playing great, great jazz music, are you re-educating folks to jazz? Because most people don't know about the true history of jazz. Would you consider yourself an educator as well as a DJ?
Absolutely, but it's not that dry and it's not that cut and dry. This was also dance music. It was the popular music of the day at mm-hmm. one time. And there are rooms that where that still exists, where one of the best compliments I got was parents were cleaning up after supper and dancing to the radio.
Yes.
And I just love that. I just love that. So yes, I think people can be educated, but I also think they're going to be entertained. And I think they're going to have a chance to dream and to think. You know, it's all about expression. It's all about freedom. It's a sanctuary.
Now, are we bringing back the same lineup of jazz DJs, or are we bringing back anybody new? And what's we both are a mutual friend of him. What's his name? He filled in some days for you. Oh, my goodness. What is his name? I'm drawing a blank, Susan.
I don't know, but what we do, March 28th, we're going to start, well, I'll be on Mondays and Thursdays. On okay. Tuesdays, we have Michael Benedict, who's okay. a local musician and educator. He plays drums and vibe. And on Wednesdays, we're going to have Tariq Shaw, who's a mm-hmm. bass player, well known. And on Friday, we've got Sonny Mack coming back.
There you go. That's our guy. Sonny Mack, right.
We got our Sonny yes. Mack.
Yes, Sonny Mack, yes. Oh, man, he's my guy. Yeah, I love Sonny. He's a great guy. Yeah, you know.
And we have 1 minute left, and I'd love to just know what sustains you, what keeps you, continues to keep you dedicated to this program?
My love of the music and my love of radio. I have a complete and total belief in radio and in jazz. You got to keep it moving. You got to keep the tradition going forward. And the best way to expose people to it is to do it.
Well said. Say that again. Yes.
So Jazz Sanctuary will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Is that right?
Yep. 7 to 10 weeknights.
Great.
Here on WOOC.
Thank you so much, Susan Brink. It's been a pleasure to get to know you, as I didn't know you previously to this week, and to be hearing more jazz.